Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning, everyone. It was the show's first dreaded dance-off this week, and another celebrity and their pro dance partner had to leave Dancing with the Stars. It's always so sad. It was actually her 21st birthday over the weekend. Missy Keating and her Venus Merfeldes. Good morning, lads. How are you?
Hey, Jen.
How's it going?
Missy, are you still partying or did you get to bed?
You know what? Apparently, I was asleep in the venue. That's how tired I was after performing the Charleston.
Oh, no.
I only lasted so long, but it was such an amazing night. I had lots of champagne and celebrated with my family, and it was a brilliant night. And what a way to go out of the show with my favourite dance for Charleston.
Devastated for you. I mean, it's never easy to see anybody go. And I think we were all so shocked because it was such an incredible number that you did. When you heard your name and her Venus. Good morning, her Venus. Hi, you have to say hello to you.
Hi, Dan.
When you heard your name called out, how did you feel in that moment?
You know what, devastated. If the show could go on forever, I would just love that. It was such an amazing time and an amazing experience, and learning a different dance every week was so enjoyable. And I loved every single week with the costumes and the hair and the makeup. It was a dream. So I'm devastated. Look, I'd love it to continue on forever, but it was amazing.
That's and I went showbiz, to yeah.
Showbiz dance, and on my 21st birthday, I got to celebrate. So, you know what? Everything happens for a reason. It was an amazing show, but all is good.
Absolutely. Now, you were in the dance-off with Erica Cody and Dennis Sampson, and Erica actually said on her Instagram last night, it's so sad to see one of her pals leave. Do you think you made good friends on the show throughout?
Oh my gosh, for sure. I mean, I made friends with everyone, but me and Erica actually became such good friends, and I hope she goes on to win it because she's such an incredible girl, an amazing dancer. And it was hard to dance. I can't believe we were in the dance off together. I mean, no one wants to dance off with Erica Cody. She is such a legend. She smashed that salsa last night. And I really do hope she goes on to win it. I think she will. I hope she will.
Or Venus.
Yeah.
Surprised, shocked. How are you feeling?
I mean, that's just how it is. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. The show. The votes are everything, and it just comes to show that anyone can go and at any point. So,
and how it goes. And Missy, you guys seem to really click, didn't you? You guys.
Oh, for sure.
Will you keep in contact?
For sure. I mean, we laughed like I'd say the most. We had the best time in rehearsals. We really enjoyed it. I mean, I love dancing, and I don't think I'm going to stop. I think I'll continue on dancing. So, you never know.
You never know.
You know, do a little dance off here and there every once in a while. I think we dance great together, and we have a ball. And yeah, I don't think this dancing journey is going to end anytime soon.
And what would you like to say to her Venus now that the dust has settled and we didn't have much time at the end of the show last night? Is there anything you'd like to say to him, Missy?
I mean, he came to the party last night, so I'm sure he had an earful, but he is an absolute legend. What an amazing choreographer. Every single week, the dance was just so suited to me, so perfect. You know, I think he definitely brought a young atmosphere to the show, and that was him, his choreography. It was incredible. And he's an amazing dancer, and we had so much fun together, and I'm just so glad that my journey was with him, and that, you know, he's a young dancer, a new dancer, and I'm, you know, young, and hopefully we brought a fun atmosphere to the show.
Fresh, very fresh. You absolutely did. Or Venus, are you still 19 or are you 20? How old are you again?
I'm still 19, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you're so young. I love the fact that you say that you were brought, I mean, you're a world-class champion, an all-Ireland champion, Latin dancer. You've represented Ireland in competitions in China and Russia and Austria and Netherlands and Italy, all over the place. But it says that you were brought to your first dance class reluctantly. Is that right?
Reluctantly is putting it nicely. It was through kicking and crying and bawling and everything.
That is unbelievable. And look at you now. What was it that your parents just, they wanted you to do an activity and just said, there's this dance class I want you to do. How did that all happen?
It's literally that my mom started talking to this one person, and she just happened to mention that she put her daughter into dancing. So my mom thought then, you know what, it'd be a great idea. Let's put him into it as well. We got partnered up straight away, and then that's how it all began.
Wow. So you've her to thank for your amazing career in dance.
100%. I just have to thank my mother, basically, because she's the reason that I've been brought into this position.
And Irvina...
Mama Jer,
I have to ask you, because I meet a lot of young lads who are in dance class, and sometimes they get a bit of stick for it, even in this day and age. What would you say to them if they're listening, or if their parents are listening?
I mean, it's literally all about, as hard as sometimes you obviously get stick for it, everything comes, but that's just the way it is. If you stick to it and you actually want to do it and you enjoy it, then just keep at it. And if you keep at it yourself, you stay strong, you never know, anything can happen.
It's all about practice. You learned that, Missy, didn't you?
Say that again, sorry.
It's all about practice.
Absolutely. Oh my God, rehearsals is everything. And we did rehearsals this week like never before. 9 hours I was in there one day.
God. Will you enjoy the break now, Missy?
Yes. Oh my God, absolutely. I'm going to chill out and relax and enjoy it. But I mean, it will be weird. The last like 2 months has just been rehearsals every day, show at the weekend. It's going to be, you know, I'll take a minute to get used to not doing that, but I'm definitely going to relax and enjoy it and catch up with my friends and my family, but I'll miss the show. What an amazing show.
You have 37,000 followers on Instagram, and you're on TikTok as well. Do you think being part of the show, did that help boost your following?
For sure. And I think, you know, I hope it gave people more insight to who I am, and I want to continue on with the vlogs and keep, you know, letting people know who I am, and hopefully my followers enjoy that. But yes, for sure, the show helped in so many amazing ways, and I had the time of my life.
So what's next, Missy? What would you like to see yourself doing?
Oh my gosh, you never know, Jen. I'm an open book. I change my mind too much. You know, you never know. But I would love to get back into acting. It's one thing that I do really enjoy and love, and I loved it as a kid. So that would be definitely a goal. But dancing and modeling and
singing, you're a triple threat. You can do it all. That's, you know, you've a lot to think about here.
I'm gonna get the nails off and get back into playing guitar, because I miss guitar.
That. Well, listen, you probably weren't too much crack last night if you're falling asleep in the venue at 12 o'clock.
I know, really, wreck.
I thought there's no way she's going to take a call this morning. She's going to be, you're an absolute pro. So fair play to you for taking the call. You're a legend and you're going to be so missed. But enjoy the break. You deserve it. And Irvina, thank you so much, and best of luck with everything, lads. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.